Okay, I guess we'll get started. All right, I want to just cover a few things that we've kind of went over. We had our final live. Let me mute everyone while we're going through this. Gerard, you should be able to mute or unmute yourself, right? If not, I'll have to, you should be able to. Let me see. I don't see it yet.
Yeah, no, it works. I just unmuted myself, right. So I'm going to mute myself again, so you're going to have to...
Good. Not to listen to you. All right, anyway, we're going to kind of just briefly run through some of the things we talked about over the past couple of days at the workshop or orientation to become a juror. And a couple of new things, new approaches we kind of put together. And of course, by now, everybody should know that we did put up a national website. This is it here, National Liberty Alliance. If you do go to New York, New York, committeemen.org, okay, you'll be brought to National Liberty Alliance, and you'll get a page as such telling you that we've changed our name to National Liberty Alliance. Of course, we did that because we're now working with numerous states, and we just don't want to confuse people, especially the new people that might be coming in, so we wanted to get a national look, appearance, presence, whatever you want to call it. And obviously, here's the site, okay? And if you click in the window, you're going to go to the welcome page right here. Now, we reset the front welcome page up to kind of gear the focus right to the grand jury. Of course, we do still deal with the committee man, but that's kind of playing second fiddle at the moment. We encourage everyone to run. If anybody wants to learn how to run, it's pretty simple. You can go out to, political process. Political process right here. And we have plenty of information on here, how to run, how to fill out a designating petition, and so on. So this is how to petition right here. And so you can push on those buttons and look around. You'll see what you need. We have a 60-minute video here on how to fill out the petitions. And we also have a copy, for New York only, though, of all the petitions down below. I don't know if they're the same in other states. I'd imagine they're not. So, but who knows? I don't know. But anyway, the key thing is we've come to realize something from talking with numerous people and looking at things, and especially talking to the people from, what is that, not Missouri, is that Missouri? It's not Montana, that's for sure. I think it was, what is it, Missouri, Gerard, that started the process?
No. No, up there, up by the Great Lakes there, not Minnesota. What's the name of the one?
Yeah, why can't we think
of this? Oh, this is bad. This is bad. we're both having a brain seizure at the same time.
Okay, well, Missouri. Okay, that's, is it in Missouri? No, it's not Missouri. Anyway, we'll figure it out in a few minutes. In any event, they said a few things that kind of really made us to realize, let's not stop running for the process, election here in New York or any place for that matter. As soon as you get 4 to 6 people in your county, you can do it. Go forward and do it. Remember, the big thing is, first of all, they haven't got a clue on how many people we should need anyway. That's number one. But number two, as long as there's a couple of counties doing it, you'll easily accommodate. You'll have the 25 and more in no time. So you only need 3 or 4 counties doing it, and you've got the 25, because really the boundary lines are the state, not necessarily the county. You need just like you need a Supreme Court presence in every county, you need a grand jury presence in every county, and you also need a sheriff in every county. You need a prosecutor in every county. But especially with the Supreme Court itself and the grand jury or the jury, the trial jury, it doesn't matter what county you're in. So get 6 people together or 4 people, whatever you're comfortable with, in order to go out and post the messages, because that's the biggest thing. We want to post these messages in every town and city hall. We want to put it on the bulletin boards. And so if you have 24 cities and towns in a county, which I doubt people have more than that, but if that's what you have, that's four towns and, you know, or cities, you know, that people would have to go out to a piece to post. So that's not too bad. And if you're all living in different towns, you'll probably pick your own towns, of course, and maybe the ones closest to you, of course, and so on. Maybe a few of us will have to drive a little further than we'd want to, but we'll do it. We can accomplish it now. So once we post the papers, and if you go on to our course, let's see. Let me open that page up. You might want to mute your mic, Gerard. If you go to, wrong one. Hold on. Okay, this is our private page, and I think everybody knows by now. If you click on, what is this, freezing up on me now? Okay, well, we'll let it catch up with itself. There it is. Okay. If you go here and click on register as a jurist in your county, you'll fill out the registration form. Maybe most of you know this already, but those who don't, they need to come out here. This is a national registry to become a jurist, and it's combined with grand jury and also trial jury. But you come out here and you drop down for your state, you get in your county, you check one or the other whether you want to be an organizer or not, and just put all this information in and then submit it. If you choose being an organizer, then your name will immediately show up on this page here, where we will have the state. And let me get this real quick and maybe someone will come on. Hello? Yeah, I guess they hung up. All right. Which we're doing pretty good now since yesterday or the day before this started. So, we got 43 people up there that have signed up to become leaders in their counties and to organize their counties. And, of course, you want to help your sister counties. So we're on the way. We're on the way. We could see we already got to update, make this bigger or do something. Eventually we will, put in alphabetical order the counties along with the states. So I guess when Lee gets the time, he'll try to get that done. And so that will make it a lot easier. So when if you get a lot of people in here, at least the states are organized. But if you get a lot of people, coming into different counties, you could see, for instance, Dutchess is here, and I saw another Dutchess. Here's another Dutchess here. So hopefully we'll be able to do that soon. But anyway, this is the place where your name will pop up. Now, once you go to registration and then you click submit, you will end up on this page here. Welcome to Jurist Orientation. Now, this is the program we had over the last weekend and this weekend. We've recorded everything, and everything is now pretty much posted up there. I do have some corrections that we mentioned during the programming, when we were doing this live, that we're going to make some changes on some of the forms. And I'll get up there maybe the next day or two and make those changes, but they're minimum. But when you come through here, you'll be able to go right through the videos one after another. This was a live introduction, and then we had some videos. This is a PowerPoint for those who wasn't at this program. Some more videos. Each one has a subject and a focus and important information that we as jurors should know. One of the most important things here was the election process, how we are going to do the election process. We spent quite a bit of time on that. We spent quite a bit of time on the plan itself, what our plan is, in order that we can work together as a whole. So anyway, people should go through this. And at the end of that, if you want to further your understanding, we suggest that everyone really should do this. Is, you know, we have a constitutional course right here online. We have a common law course. We have an American history course, lots of lectures. We've got a court access course, and we have Bible studies. So we've got a lot of educational stuff going here, and you can participate in whatever it is you want to do. But all of us should be getting a better understanding of common law and figure out how the process works. So when this page is a private page, so you won't find it anywhere. You know, you won't find a link to it, so you'll have to bookmark it. So bookmark the page, and then you'll be able to get to it whenever you want to. You can review. If you were at the workshop, you can review what we had went through, or if you didn't make it, you can see everything that we did talk about and get yourself prepared. Now, again, we only need 4 to 6 people in every county. Run the election process. The biggest thing, like I said, is posting it throughout the county. With 4 to 6 people, shouldn't be a problem. And the day of the election, it's going to go about 45 minutes long, but you'll probably have to invest 2-3 hours, you know, preparation before and maybe after talking with people, so it'll be a couple hours. And that's it. Then the rest is really just filing. Once you get 4 to 6 people that come together and decide to do this, you're going to want to immediately go get a seal, a county seal. It's imperative. It's important that it looks official that we have a seal. So we do have that example on this page. As a matter of fact, everything here is really downloadable, especially the process. We have some notes. You can download our notes. I made some notes of these things. But also, when you come here, this zip file, will download everything on the election process. Okay, so here you'll get all the paper, the forms, the information, the different videos necessary, everything you need. And so you can run through the process. Now on here, like I said, there is a picture which you can just print off of our seal, our grand jury seal. And you just take that down to Staples. I guess Office Max will do it too. Probably a lot of places that do it, but I went to Staples. I think it costs $43. You take it down to Staples and just tell them you want that made up. And the only thing, you want to change it to your state and you want to change it to your county. And that's pretty much it. So everybody should get that seal right away because, again, once we get going and you start the election, you're going to want that seal in order to file the papers. You want to look very official looking. And then any time the grand jury makes an official decision in any way, you want to make a couple original copies to be filed. And you'll want to keep one original copy in your file, and you'll want to seal every one of those copies. So you'll need your seal. Makes it very official. So, again, we've gone to the national side, and I think that, you know, the plan or the idea really, and we put a note in here, so when people kind of join in, we kind of hope everybody will go out and just grab a couple of people and bring them into the system. You know, it's good to send out emails. We have to move quickly because there really isn't much time. So, and I know I've been saying this for weeks, and I don't think I could say it too many times. We don't have much time. We've got to do this. We have the potential now of doing this in every county throughout the entire United States, 3,141 counties. We can do it. Again, we just have to reach the county, get one person in that county. That one person can stimulate 2 or 3 or 4 people. You can get 5 or 6 people. They can set the process on course. By the time they get through the process, they'll have probably 20, 30, 40, who knows how many people. But they'll be bringing people in as they're setting up the election process. At the election process, we're going to invite everyone that comes to the election to become a jurist and to sign up. If we have internet access, we should bring laptops and sign them up right there. If not, we give them papers and some kind of something on a paper so they can go home with and sign up at home and get involved. So I think by the time you go through the election, every county that goes through the election will probably have their 25 plus. Now, also, of course, we're trying to get as much word out onto the internet as possible. So if everybody could kind of just send out emails, getting people to the front page of our site so that they can look at, see what our plan is, which is clearly stated, I think, on the front page of our site, and tell them to consider registering. It's their duty. It's every American's duty. And through just a lot of emailing, we could probably get a lot of people in. I propose that that we every one of us make one phone call a day or get someone, one person personally a day, either in personal contact, physical contact, or over the phone, where we ask someone to come out and take a look at the front page and see what we're doing, and that this is the answer to save the nation. Go out, take a look, read the page themselves on the front page again, and make a decision for themselves, and hopefully register. And then, of course, they'll come into this page. So we did write this up here. We wrote, help us to grow by sharing our front page with one person a day by phone or in person, not email. But you should do email, too. And tell them that only the people can save America, and will they help? If we start with 100 people, and I can tell you we got about 300 people that are involved with us. They don't all come on these calls, but they are somewhat involved. So, you know, if we have just 100 people, if we start with just 100 people, okay, and we share this for 30 days, we would have over 5 million people throughout the nation involved in this. And I only ran the mathematics down 20 days, 15 or 20 days, I don't remember which one it was. And I only did 100. And even if you cut that in half, it's still 5 million. I mean, the numbers just go astronomical at some point. You know, it's everyone getting one people and everyone again getting one people. And you just, your numbers just go ballistic. So if we did this and really pushed on it for the next 30 days, we could easily get all 3,141 counties looking towards electing a common law grand jury. And again, remember, we only need 4 to 6 people per county to really initiate this, put the program together. And again, they'll be collecting people as they're doing that process, putting it together. And they'll collect a lot of people that will come on board once they run the election. And the newspapers, with the plan we have with the newspapers, that'll draw more people and more interest. At some point, it's just going to go viral, and everybody's going to know about it. And, you know, lots of people are going to jump in. And that's the key. So we can do it. We can do it this year. We can do the entire country this year. And I think everyone in this room realizes and understands what that means. That's powerful. So, okay. I don't really have much more to say tonight. Maybe one other thing. We have a lot of people with a lot of knowledge. So hopefully in the next week or the week after, we're going to try to get some guests going here. People with a specific knowledge that they can come on and share some things. Maybe they'll talk 15, 20 minutes, whatever time they need. And then we can ask them questions. And then we can discuss any issue after that also. And, of course, we'll always do an update as we're going. You know, knowledge is power. As Jefferson said, if a people expect to be ignorant and free, they expect what never was and never will be. And so we need to share that knowledge. And some of these things are difficult. Mostly, it's not really difficult. It just seems difficult because it's new hat. You know, sometimes I listen to some people who have more knowledge than me, especially in the commercial area, and it gets confusing. It's hard to really follow along because they're rattling off too quick and so on and so forth. So, but again, you know, once you get used to the language and you kind of start to pick up the points and the ideas, the next thing you know, it just fits together like anything else in life. So with that, let's open up the mics. If anybody has a question or a comment, raise your hand or you can put something out in the text chat. Gerard, I don't know if you've been going through the text chat to see if there's anything out there. Meanwhile, I see Chris has his hand up, so let me unmute Chris. Chris, go right ahead.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
Hey, good.
Did you sign up, by the way?
Did I sign up for the grand jury?
Yeah, we have the register. It's the National Registry up online now.
Right. I'm just seeing it now because I didn't know it was up yet.
Right.
But I did attend the workshop, or at least most of it. I have to catch up because I wasn't able to be there for the whole thing.
Right.
So
you can catch up on that page, that landing page. You'll have everything there.
But that's my question actually revolves around that. The presentations that you posted online there, that was the presentations from the workshop, are those available without registering as a grand jurist? Because it might be good to share those with folks before they actually sign up.
Right. Well, I've labored back and forth on this, and I kind of, what happens is you get people out on this part, and then procrastination sets in. If there's something exciting, they can come out here and they can get it by, because they want it. But I'm kind of thinking, unless I'm wrong, but maybe others can comment on this, I think this front page, if you read through this front page, it's enough to give them the big picture. And then the power of the grand jury, this is the 45-minute video right here. I think between this front page, this here, and another thing that I'm beginning to realize is very important is this Q&A area. Because I get a lot of people saying they just haven't got the time. They'd like to do it. They can't. They could never spend once a week or once a month or a couple of days a month. They just don't have that time or they don't have the ability. So it dawned on me, we got to make it easier. And I realized what we have to do is get a lot of people in it and make it clear to them. No one has to really respond if they get the phone call and they're busy. And no questions asked. You can't make it, you can't make it. Well, we'll call you back another time and we'll see where we go then. And so that will help us to get a lot more people, I think. And the people who are really involved, that really want to make this work and really are organizers and movers and shakers, and they can do the administration work and learning the law, well, those are the people that will kind of keep the grand jury in itself going, and they'll become the foreman and the secretary and maybe a co-foreman if necessary and all those kind of things. And each county is going to need more than one grand jury. Maybe for a term or time period, you might only need one grand jury. So you might have two or three foremen on the same grand jury. And then there's different times when it's more busy, maybe. I don't know. I don't know how this thing works yet. We'll figure it out as we do it. And then you have the additional foremen, the people with the knowledge to be able to take the process through in their own groups. So, you might have two, three grand juries operating at the same time. And then we can have a sort of a council where we come online here, and this could be a statewide council or even a national council, where we can come and bring some difficult things that we're working on, throw them at other people and get some ideas from them and then come to a realization on how we might be able to deal with this problem or that problem. So we have an opportunity here. Not only have taken the entire nation back rather quickly and very powerfully and unquestioned, but we also have the ability to work together in such a way and communicate because we're trying to facilitate all this. And that's what really makes it powerful. Communications, organization, consistency, and then, of course, the basic principles that we need for being a jurist.
Well, thanks, John. Is there a date set for this election, or maybe it's going to be a different date for every county?
Yeah, everyone's going to have to figure it out themselves. I'm going to try to organize Dutchess County we have 4th of July week here, and so the weekend will come. Probably Monday or something, I think we'll get together and start organizing the grand jury. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make a meeting for next Sunday. I'll put it up on the board, on Dutchess County's board, and see how many people we can get together that will come out, and we'll plan and organize the election of the grand jury for next week, maybe Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, not sure. One day we'll figure it out together. We'll actually go out and post the signs in the towns and the village and the cities. And the following week, we want to let it sit there for at least 5 days. So the following Monday, Tuesday, or something, we'll actually have the election. So we can get going right now. Dutchess County is ready to go. And there are other counties ready to go. I spoke with some people. I think it was in Chautauqua, and I think they're ready to go. And Ontario County, I think, is ready to go. Actually, I know there's a lot of counties that probably could be ready to go once we get some communications going with a lot of the people. We're trying to get everybody now to get out here and realize let's get going. The course is available online. Let's do it. We only need 4 to 6 people now, and collectively we have more than what we need. And this rings true in every state, so again, you know, we need to let's do it. And as soon as here's another point that I guess we should bring up, and anybody wants to pipe in or ask a question or make a comment, raise your hand. But once a grand jury runs the election and they have their paper that they're going to file with the county clerk, and it's a sort of a, I guess, goodness, what do we call it? Not a designation, but a declaration, that's what it is. But once we have that declaration and we file it with the, and it's stamped, you know, you get a seal on it and everything, and it's filed with the county clerk and it's filed with the court clerk in the process that we laid out in the workshop. We want to be very, very specific on how we do this. We want everything above board. There's no way they can come back and say that the people didn't want this or we don't have the will of the people, because the people will be in this. But in any event, once they get that paper that you file, the declaration, you'll mail me a copy or you fax me a copy, one or the other. And then I'll get the name of one person, which are who I'll call up in that county, and then I will give them access to their complete state, you know, the registry. So they'll have complete access to the registry throughout their entire state. They're going to need more than just their county, because for in the beginning we may have to borrow from other counties. But they'll get access to the registry, and they'll be able to call the people necessary, and plus they'll have people maybe that didn't even get into the registry, and they want to push them into the registry. And that's probably the best way to share it. I don't want to just give access to anybody, but I think once a county shows me that paper, then we know we have someone who's really done it. It's a bona fide situation. It's not the enemy. And they're working with a group of other people, and they've chosen one individual for me to give that access to. Now, that person, you as a group, might decide 2 or 3 people or more in that county might need access, and whatever it is you figure it is, it is. That's your business in your county. And this is how we'll be able to share our registry. Now, we also will be able to get together when we have enough counties done and we establish enough states, particularly, well, we've just taken back the entire country at that point. So, anyway, Lee, I see you got your hand up. Go right ahead. Anybody else want to talk, just raise your hand. Chris, you're still unmuted if you want to talk.
Forgive me if this question is answered in the videos. I still haven't made it through them all. The question that I have that is coming here. The election process is to elect a grand jury to be implemented, or is it through the
correct
electing members of
implemented? Okay. It's not a political thing. Yeah, it can't be political thing, so people aren't running for the position. That makes it political, and that makes a problem. Everybody should volunteer to become a grand. We're going to need lots of grand jurors. This way, we
now,
don't burden
when you file the paperwork with with the court in the county.
Right.
Is there a contact the grand jury foreman on there? If there was a set of information that came up that needed the grand jury's attention, would they then contact the grand jury foreman to...
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, because our first so order of business... Yeah.
That grand jury foreman needs to be figured out in that county from whomever is in that county, part of the jury pool, as who's going to actually forefront this,
right,
be the head of the election process.
I think every county will figure that out very quickly. It'll be the people most active. It'll be the people most knowledgeable. It'll be the people most aggressive towards getting this thing done. And everybody's going to say, yeah, that's the guy that should get this position.
Yeah, agreed.
Agreed. And you have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people. Well, you have that many positions, I'm sure, in every county, because you're going to need more than one foreman, and you're going to need more than one secretary. So, you know, the people who are really want to get involved in this and active, you know, they will rise to the top, and they'll take the bull by the horn, so to speak, and let's get this job done, because we have a job to do, and we all know what that is. We have to bring this country back under the control of the will of the people, and the will of the people is that we're going to establish common law in this country again. We'll start with our county and our state and then our country. Well, our nation, shall I say, because our state is our country. And we're going to do that. And then we're going to pull that political process right back under control very quickly, I think. So it's going to be really huge when it happens and it really starts to move quickly. And again, it can move quickly. We need people to commit. We need people to go register. We need people to become leaders. We need people to go out there and do it. I'm doing it next week. There's other people in this county. They're going to be doing it with me. So we're doing it next week. How many people can tell me that we're going to do it next week? That's what we need to do. And next week, we need more people to tell us, well, we're doing it next week, and we're doing it next week. We got to do it. Let's do it. Mic's open. Any other questions or comments? Lee, you're still open, and so is Chris. Anybody else have a question? Raise your hand. We'll unmute you.
I have some information that I've been pondering about regarding where to actually set up the election. I'm only just a stone's throw away from the actual county courthouse. And then, of course, there's the little town hall that is in the town I live in, Perry. If, depending on how broad a reach that our information is going to go, the legal notice and the papers and which towns we're going to hit, probably would be in my thinking to use the county courthouse building to get a room in for the election if I'm trying to reach more than just the immediate outlying area.
Yeah, you want the county seat, whatever the county seat is. My county, it's Poughkeepsie. Poughkeepsie, the city of Poughkeepsie is the county seat, so that's where we're going. And we're going to go to the town hall or the city hall, either or. You know, we have the town of Poughkeepsie and the city of Poughkeepsie. So we'll go to the city hall or the town hall. We'll get the room for a particular evening from 6:45 to 8:30. We'll do it till 9, even though it's not going to go that late. It's only a 40-minute program that we put together. But people may stay late and chat and so on. So and hopefully, if we have internet access, then we can have people sign up right there and then at the election. But that's the process. The town hall, they will not say no. We've used town halls and city halls numerous times, just regular meetings when we go around and do presentations, we end up sometimes in a town hall, and the local liberty groups just go and they kind of say they need it for a certain night, and they give it to them. They put down a name for that night. So if you need it on a Tuesday at 7 o'clock, they may say, well, okay, well, we're booked for Tuesday because some other group has it, so you'll take it for Wednesday at 7. You know, who cares? But you just get it booked. Obviously, you need to book it before you run the papers off and go file and put things out on the bulletin boards, obviously. So, but doing it in a town hall gives it credibility. Getting the newspapers notified gives it credibility. Asking newspapers to send a reporter to cover it. This is huge. This is history. Come cover it. And getting the clippings from those newspapers, even if they don't come, you know, you're going to report back to them, you know, what the results of the election is. They need to do, you know, a story prior to the election. All that is for free, you know, because it's what's happening. It's the news. All that also will help to get the word out more, obviously, and more people involved. But that gives it all credibility. Then, of course, we do our filings in the county seat again with the county clerk and the town court clerk for the Supreme Court. And then, you know, we went through showing the cover letter. You know, when you go through all that, you'll see. We cover it all on the workshop. And we have the cover letter that goes with all that stuff. And that lets them know that we're going to give them a call Monday morning or Tuesday morning or something like that, so that we can kind of make contact and get in there and get access to the jury room that we're going to need to use. And now at that point, it's all extremely legitimate. You see, once you get your feet into that courthouse, you really made it. You've sealed the deal. Done. So some of us that are there often, I'll be going there often, like the jury foreman and the secretary, and maybe some other various people that are very active. I'm sure they'll be able to get ID cards, so they don't have to go through that silly detector every time they go into the building. So, anyway, any other questions, comments, thoughts?
John, maybe you want to take this one. Deb and Tom asked, are the county sheriffs on board with this process? I kind of said that some are very supportive, but it's a process that they have no say over either. Maybe you want to...
Well, every sheriff, once we accomplish the goal, okay, and the goal is running the election, filing the papers, sort of getting the keys to the jury room. Once that is accomplished, every sheriff will be on board, absolutely, because when we call the sheriff and say, hey, look, you know, a common law grand jury has been established here in Dutchess County, and we want to kind of reach out to you and talk, so, you know, why don't you come down and let's chat for a while. Is Tuesday good or is Wednesday better for you? Whatever. You get the sheriff down there. Now, here's the sheriff coming down to the county seat. He's walking into the courthouse. He's going up the flights of stairs. He's passing by all the courts halls there, and he sees the jury room. He walks in. What do you think he's going to think? He knows there's nothing to talk about. But bear in mind, the grand jury does not order the sheriff to do anything. People don't understand how the system works. The grand jury orders people on their own authority, just to begin with. So when they write a summons or they write a prescription, it's expected that's going to be obeyed. And if it's not obeyed, then they very simply go to the clerk. They don't go to see the judge. You know, it's irrelevant to them. It's a process. They go to the clerk. They fill out the form that's necessary. The clerk takes it, and it's up to the clerk to go get the signature off some judge. And if the one judge isn't there, maybe there's a covering judge. It doesn't matter. The judge doesn't have the option to say, oh, I'm not going to sign it. He doesn't have that option. It's a process. He's now faced that.
I understand neither is it directly required, because a grand jury is the tribunal. They're acting as a tribunal as the whole.
Right. But when you summon someone, let's say, and they don't respond, then you go to the clerk, you file the paper, you get the judge's signature on it, then the court itself summons that person. If they don't come that time, then they send the sheriff out. And we don't send the sheriff out. That's a process of the court and the clerk, and that all work. It's an automatic thing.
Correct.
They didn't show up. We filed the fact they didn't show up. All the paperwork meets. Pop, let's send the sheriff out there, and the sheriff goes. You see, when people really understand the process, there's nobody that can get away in between the process. The judge doesn't have the authority. The clerk doesn't have the authority. The sheriff doesn't have the authority. The prosecutor doesn't have the authority. There's only one person that has the authority to get in between this whole thing, and that's God, period. That's it. So all these other problems and situations we're hearing is people who are trying to stop the process. First of all, it wasn't done properly. It wasn't done openly, maybe, and it wasn't done obviously. And they're trying to operate maybe down out of the library or the back of Denny's or something. I don't know. And they're not recognizing them as who they claim to be. And they're not filing the papers properly. They're not going through the process in itself. They're trying to force people to do things outside of the court process, which is part of the process, and it's just the way it is. That's, people just don't understand. That's why they've had problems.
And working out to the back of Denny's or the Denny's conference hall isn't unlawful or is not incorrect. It does not put on the show and doesn't use the resources that were put there for the people to use. The courthouse is the employees of the people. They're there to conduct the people's business. And so it's there at your disposal and is there for a reason. It's there to be used.
Right. So it's all about the process. And you know what? If any, like we have the story, we brought this up numerous times, where they had this one grand jury tried to do something on a federal level, and a judge put his foot in the door, said, no, not going to do it. They didn't know what to do. They didn't have the first of all, they didn't do it the right way to begin with. You don't go straight for the federal courts. You have to get home base taken care of. It's grassroots. Take care of your hometown, your home, your county. It all starts off in your county. That's where all the power is. It's in your judge is there, the court system is there, the county clerk is there, the sheriff is there, and the jury should be there. You see, that's where it's at. Now, we looked at the federal problem, and we came up with some conclusions, but we're going to rethink this. One of the conclusions is, for instance, I think New York State is broken up into seven areas. I'm not sure, but I think that's what it is. So it's kind of seven territories, or what would you call them? Do you remember what they called them, Gerard, or do you know, Lee? Well, anyway, the federal system is broken up into seven areas in New York State. There's the southern tier, and there's the northern tier, and there's the west and central, and so on. And so we thought, well, okay, you know, if let's take the central tier, for an example. And let's say there was six counties or seven counties that fell into that area, okay? Well, then that's their territory, and those six or seven counties collectively could draw upon anyone within those counties to pull together a grand jury and to also pull together a trial jury. So whenever they have something going on there, we'll let the federal prosecutors know, we'll let the federal courts know, hey, you come draw off us, we got it, okay? And we'll take it from there. So we'll give them, we'll be the grand jury to decide whether someone's going to be indicted or not. And since, for instance, tax court is illegal, we'll never indict anyone into the tax court. They're not going to get our permission. And when they do indict, when we do indict someone, we're going to have real people looking over this that aren't going to be untainted by the judge and understands that the judge is not to try to tamper with them. As a matter of fact, if the judge does try to interfere with them, then it would be the duty, and people will be trained this because that's what we do in the workshops. It'll be the duty of them to bring it to the point of the grand jury that, hey, the judge is trying to tamper with the jury here, you know, and we'll indict him, you see. So we're not going to let that happen. And that's the process, and that's how it works. But from talking with someone who I want to get onto this program one day soon, he was explaining this federal system, that this federal court system that is really spread throughout this entire country really is focusing in on the District of Columbia. And that is kind of true, that it is focused in on the District of Columbia. But it may not be the proper courts that we want to be dealing with. We may want to consider shutting them down from operating, but I don't have enough knowledge to say that that's what we need to do. I just don't know. But I do know some people who have accumulated knowledge on some of these things, and we can talk about it and see what these court systems really are. And I understand that there's only one court located someplace, maybe two, one in Washington, D.C., and the other one turns out to be in Hawaii, okay? That are actual real United States Supreme Courts. But again, trial courts we're talking about. So again, we have to look into that. Right now we have to worry about state business, though. And you know what? They can bring their nisi. If the federal court is a nisi prius court and there's a problem, it doesn't matter because the people are still going to control it. You know what? We'll flip the shingle back and we'll make it what it should have been. And we'll give them the jurors. And we'll be the grand jury. Go ahead, Lee.
You brought up an interesting concept where there's going to be cases and instances where the DA is going to try to indict somebody on information and they're going to say, no, that's ignorance, for lack of a better word. And there will be other, you know, like Wyoming County has their existing quote-unquote grand jury. We know it's not a true grand jury, but those in the system currently see them as a grand jury. So the DA can just go, oh, well, I got these guys. I know these guys. Where's other grand, the original grand jury or the one he's familiar with, and then get a set of procedures and motions from them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's going to be a whole other kind of battle, and whenever it comes to the true power comes from the grand jury of the people, and those are staffed with people who know their people and know their sovereign. That makes it a true grand jury. As long as they're 25, more than 25, it's got to at least be 25.
We already got enough people in New York.
I'm not concerned about the lawfulness and structure of our grand jury. I am thinking of the fisticuffs, the battle that will happen between the petite or fake grand jury and the true grand jury.
Oh, I don't see any battle, not at all. Because you see, with the people, the process exists and will be the power and the authority. And it's a very simple thing. We're not going to go after another grand jury that is operating, but we'll go after the prosecutor who's trying to use a citizen grand jury. You see, because a citizen grand jury is not allowed in a common law court. And those people will be allowed, okay, because they're people. They just don't know. They're ignorant, but we can educate them, you know. And so we can, if those people want to get onto the jury, they can come into our system, they can sign up on our registry, they can go through the course, and they can become one of the people. And once people wake up to this, it's just everybody's going to want to be a people. You know, why would they want to be a citizen of the corporation of the United States? So, but I don't see a fight. I don't see the struggle.
Any educated man.
Isn't the prosecutor like the second or the third guy we're going to be talking to in this process?
Well, exactly.
You're going to call the judge, the sheriff, and the prosecutor in.
Absolutely.
So what's going to happen is the prosecutor is going to come in and we're going to give him an education. We're going to give him materials. We're going to give him our jury handbook. And we're going to tell him this is the way it's at. Now, if he's a smart man and he reads the stuff, he'll realize that if he moves in any kind of a direction that runs opposed to that, he runs the risk of becoming the grand jury's next presentment. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So he has to be careful. And the thing is once this process is set up the way we're doing it, it gives it its credibility. He's not going to want to go against that. Don't forget, your prosecutor is also a political animal. He's elected by the people. This grand jury arises out of the people. They're going to get real friendly with us once they realize that, you know, the grand jury is almost in a certain sense like the committee man, because he's the people. And these judges and these prosecutors, they depend on the people to get into office. And so now all it is the people coming out and watching what they're doing and holding their feet to the fire. They're going to want to be really friendly with us.
Most of the people in the government is going to have an awakening. And let me, you know, there was a movie, I think it was called Prince of the City. I brought this up before. It was about a cop, and he was caught kind of in this federal investigation. And when they caught up with this guy, you know, they say, hey, you know, he worked with the feds to trap cops, okay? And as he got deeper and deeper into this thing, he's starting to discover, you know, he himself was a criminal, okay? And he started to realize how serious a criminal he was. And all of his friends now, he's now having to turn in, and he's going through this whole movie is about this guy coming to realize that he's no damn good, okay? And that, I think, is going to be kind of an awakening people are going to have when they start to see the way the people want it to be and going to require it to be, and they get past that shock period, you know, maybe 30 days or so, and they find that the shock's all over and reality sets in and you start to fall in. They're going to see the big contrast and say, wow, the way it used to be, it was pretty bad. And this is much better. I can go to home and sleep a little better now, you know? Now, of course, you got the serious criminals, but they'll probably all be retiring, taking early retirement and heading out to the Bahamas or wherever they can get out of town to, you know, because the people will be coming for them. Not us. We're not going to do a witch hunt. We're not going to chase them. But the people are going to come to us with their stories, their horror stories, telling them, look, let me tell you what this guy done to me, and I want justice. And we're going to have to give him justice. So. Anyway, mics are open. Anybody wants to pipe in? Chris and Lee, you're still open. Anybody else wants to pick up the mic? I see Joe. You found your way over here. Good to see you, Joe Skews. Anyway, anybody wants to pick up the mic?
The only thing that I would say is anybody who's over in Wyoming County, Erie County area, I'm more than happy to hook up with anybody to help spread the word, get the education out there. I am signed up as an organizer of New York State. There is Eldon Allison, so feel free to contact me, please.
Yeah, and everybody goes out to that page. Let's see, we'll get out to that state page and start looking for people close by, making contacts, start networking, start moving things together, you know. We had a lot of people in New York that were signed up, and they haven't got the word yet. I did send out emails, and I'm hoping in the next few days it's going to grow a lot bigger than what it is right here. But we do have people and in counties, and you can find other. Look, we all need to go out and find more people in our own neighborhood. I belong to Liberty Groups, and I'm going to go have. I'm going to put together a meeting for next month, a Sunday. That's what I got to do, because the following week we're heading out to do the election, and so we're going to ask for help. And I'm sure I'll get a half a dozen, maybe a dozen people out of that, and that's going to grow. That's going to grow. Okay. There's the Oath Keepers. I think they should be having a meeting coming up in the next week or two. It's been a while. And I'm going to head up to there and say, hey, you know, you guys need to join. You know, everybody needs to join. Whatever you're doing, do. But join the jury. Get your name on the ticket. When you're needed, we'll give you a call. And if you can't make it when we call you, we'll move to the next person. We'll get you another time. You see, that's what people really want to hear, I think, because they're afraid. Now, once the economy gets a lot better, and we're going to make the economy a lot better by doing this, and we're going to do it very quickly. And there's another thing going on. There's a lot of money out there within these municipalities. I don't have the knowledge to talk much about it, but I think, Gerard, you might be able to. There's a lot of money out there that's really going to turn New York and every state really right around. This isn't just in New York State, but it's hidden from the people, and it's huge. But on top of that, once we bring things back to order and get the economy going back again, people will be able to take off from work and not be that hurt because things are so expensive. But Gerard, you want to talk about the municipality thing?
Yeah, well, I guess I was unmuted. You're talking about the CAFR funds, the capital funds that municipality.
Yeah, Jay sent you some stuff on that. If Jay's here, he can talk too with you, but go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't actually look at that stuff yet. I haven't had a chance. But a number of years ago, I did look into it. It was a fellow that wrote the book, and he told how to find these things, because when they put their budgets out, they put this on a separate sheet, and they don't report it. And I forget the technical term of how they do that, but all the government agencies do this. And what these funds are, I'll just give you a real basic understanding. Like, let's say they decide that they're going to do a retirement fund for teachers in the school. So they start collecting money from whatever, from the teachers themselves, from our tax dollars, and they fund this thing. And so now let's say they need like $8 million in this fund to secure the retirements of the teachers in the school district. Well, okay, they funded it, but they funded it 20 years ago or 30 years ago or maybe even 50 years ago. And what has happened is they keep reinvesting that money. People aren't retiring that fast. And all of a sudden, the $8 million that they originally needed, they're up to $800 million. And there's trillions of dollars in these funds. And so, you see, the government's not supposed to be in business of investing and collecting money with our taxes. And so if that happens, they're supposed to return that money to the taxpayers. And as a taxpayer, you can go in and demand that they do that. You know, when they're doing their budgets, it's up to us to get there and say, oh, wait a minute, what about, you know, what about this reserve capital fund that you have, you know, these reserve funds over here? And they never want to talk about that. And I think, don't hold me to the statistics, but it was, I believe he used Texas as an example. And he says, in order for Texas to give back all the money that they have built up, which was in the billions of dollars, maybe even in, maybe close to $1 trillion, he said they'd have to give every man, woman, and child, I think it was $20,000 a year, plus kill all the taxes, and it would take them, I don't remember what he said, 5 or 10 years to give the money back. So you could move to Texas, and they can give you and your wife $20,000 apiece to live there and not pay any taxes. That's how much money they got floating around. So there's a way of finding this stuff out, and there's a way of having it returned to the people. And since everybody's quote unquote broke today, all these municipalities, yeah, it's a good idea to go dig for that stuff because it's out there, you know. And if it's going to take Texas, you know, 20 years to give it back, I think we should be looking at it like now, sooner rather than later. Anyway, basically, that's what it's about, and that's what it is. And you can get the information on this, and of course, you know, if you have to, through the Freedom of Information Act, they have to give it to you. I don't know who else is out here, but there's some very specific things that you want to ask for in their budget statements, because they only put out the budget, you know, that they work on every year, and they do not have, they do not list the capital reserve funds. It's there, but nobody looks at it, and it's sort of hidden.
Okay, Jay's,
you know, it's our money.
Unmuted now, so he might be able to help.
Yeah, so is Jay unmuted?
I'm unmuted right now.
Yep, you're unmuted.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, before you talk, Jay, I just want to acknowledge something real quick. Deborah and Tom, I was just going through all the questions here, and Deborah and Tom threw out it was Michigan we were looking for, so I put MI in there because I knew the. If you look up on your board right now on your screen, you'll see this is Michigan's page, and here's a legal notice and announcement concerning what they're doing. So, if anybody wants to make note of this page, we will post this on our website. I keep saying that, I just haven't gotten around to it. But we'll get their page posted. It's Michigan de jure .org. DEJURE. Michigan de jure .org. And then you can get the information directly yourself on exactly what's going on in Michigan and how successful they are. But with that, Jay, go right ahead.
I was going to say, if anybody wants to learn about the CAFR, you can just search engine Walter Buren, B-U-R-I-E-N, and then put in CAFR, C-A-F-R. And a bunch of videos will come up. The one headline on this video says, California CAFR shows $8 trillion in tax.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
That's just California, huh?
That's California.
Wow.
Okay, so we do know one of the first order of business is that the grand jury of every county needs to do and deal with, after they deal with the judge and the sheriff and the prosecutor, I think the next order of business is dealing with all the municipalities and looking into this CAFA thing. And we need to start questioning what's going on and who has this money and why.
What was that fellow's name, Walter Buren?
Walter Buren, B-U-R-I-E-N, and his main website, I told you it was CAFR L, Didi told me, but it's CAFR1, CAFR1.com. That's the main website, CAFR1.com, and CAFR stands for Comprehensive Annual Financial Report.
Yeah, that's the one nobody ever looks at.
that's the hidden books. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to look. I'll throw some of those websites out because you sent me some stuff, right?
Yeah, I
didn't
I sent
get a chance
you a bunch of links.
Yeah, I did not get a chance to look at them yet, but I can throw these websites out for people to do research and they can kind of educate us. So, educateyourself.org, is that one of them? Jay?
I'm not sure. I haven't even gone to these websites yet, but DD.
Oh, here it is, CAFR. CAFR1.com. CAFR1.com. So right here you can go and do some research, and maybe others can talk about this next time. This is a very important thing to come for us to come to understand, to realize all this money that is there, and that we need to bring this back and give it to the people, because apparently these criminals are stealing it for themselves. What are they trying to do with this money? Pensions and things? Or what are they doing with this stuff?
No, they're investing it. Well, from what I understand, Rebecca and Walter, I believe, are in Washington State. And what they're finding out is that 3/4 of the tax dollar paid by the Washington people, go 3/4 of it, goes to investments in foreign companies in foreign lands, and they don't invest at all in any companies in the state.
Well, this needs to come back to the people. Money needs to come back into the state that they're robbing it from, bring it back into the state, and I'm sure we can think of very creative ways to get businesses restarted back up here in New York and in Washington and any other state that you want to talk about. Again, we need to be moving. Yeah?
Do you think they're using foreign investments to hide the fact that they're making money, or do they just there's no money being made over here?
Well, probably a way to hide it and I don't know why they're not investing it here, but I mean everybody knows they're trying to destroy the country as a plan. I mean, it's the New World Order is hell-bent on destroying this country because they can't bring in their plans if we're still standing. But everybody should try to get educated as much as they can on the CAFR on their own, and then we can come back as a collective. And I was on the call yesterday, and I wanted to put this out again. I want to challenge everybody on the call to donate so that we can print these common law guidebooks up. I donated $50 yesterday, so.
Yeah, if we can get money up, we can get this going. Yeah, we appreciate it, Jay. Joe, let me unmute Joe. You're unmuted. You got the mic.
To my knowledge, they're taking the taxes, putting them in liquid asset funds, generating so much money that we don't need to pay taxes, because the interest that they gain is so huge that we don't need to pay taxes for like 30 years. That's how sick this system is.
Well, the guess what? The grand juries have to look into this, every single one of them. Every county, we got to look into this and see what's going on.
I agree.
So. All right, Joe, do you have anything else? Because I hear echoing coming in. If you want to talk some more, just raise your hand. But you know what? Sometimes, are you coming in on, yeah, you're coming in on a computer. You know what happens sometimes is you got the speakers pointing towards the microphone, and if you turn the speakers out to the right and left, that stops the echoing. That gives us the reverb. So. I suggest that people that are using computers and are going to be coming onto our programming really should get headsets, because that solves all of our problems then. But anyway, you got anything else, Joe?
No, that'd be all.
Okay. All right, I'll mute you. If you want to talk, just raise your hand.
I think it's really nice that they saved all this money for us to operate with now. We got to go get it.
Yeah, just think about that. We're going to solve a lot of problems real quick. If people only see the power of this, we got to get the word out. Everybody's got to go get the word out to more people. Every day we got to get people to sign up on our website to get them into the system and tell them to do the same. We need to solve the problem quickly.
Just think of the prosperity that will be born out of just cutting all this ridiculous taxes that they're burdening us with. Imagine just taking all these funds and eliminating those so that we can operate freely. I mean, you talk about a boom, forget about it. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, Obama's promising China all our resources to back up that debt, mm-hmm. that they the toxic debt that they bought. He said, don't worry about it. You know, that was part of him stopping them from mining coal in Pennsylvania and all this stuff, because that's their collateral on the debt, so he's told them. And recently they told him, I'm sorry, Mr. Obama, that's very nice, but all your people have guns. And like Emperor Hirohito said, when we come over to collect our collateral, the Americans are going to have a gun behind every blade of grass. So what they've told him is you need to disarm your people before we'll believe that those assets are ours. So this is where we're at right now, people. You know, it's a serious stuff.
Yeah, every group, I've listened to a phone call recently. I listen to a lot of them here or there, you know. I get them and I listen to them, you know, like talk show programs and our program here. And everybody's pretty much talking about the same thing. We're at the end here. This is the last year. They're pulling the plug this year. We have to do the grand juries. We have to do them now. We have to start the elections. Every county needs to start the elections in the next couple of weeks. Again, we only need 4 to 6 people in a county to start the elections. That's all we need to get it going, get it solidified. By the time it's solidified and filed, you'll have plenty of people in your state filling in the ranks, and you'll be able to do what has to be done. And we can all get up together in one accord across the states and across the nation to do what we have to do. And so we have to do it, and we have to do it now. Anyway, that site, as you can see, people can visit it. It's CAFR1.com. Some people need to get educated in this, and they can then, you know, explain a lot to the rest of us on what's going on here. And they can, you know, and when you look to see what they're really doing, then you can start to come up with some creative ideas on how we need to go after this thing. And so we do need people to start to investigate that. We also, again, have the Mission Michigan site. That's the state that has the grand juries throughout. So anybody wants to read up on that, they can go to their site. But back to our site, we need to get going. We need more state leaders. Hopefully people tonight, if everyone in this room is not signed up here, on this page, they need to get signed up. They got to get registered, and they should be volunteering for to be a state or county leader, shall I say. Actually, we should change this to county/state, maybe, or how do you think we should word this for the jury registration page for the state leaders? Because they're really not state contacts. I think we'd call them county contacts, no?
I agree.
So we'll change those words. Yeah, I'm going to change the words. I'll change that tonight when the program's over. So that's what it is. Any idea on how difficult it's going to be, Lee, to try to get that alphabetized? I know
more than you realize. Right now, it's better off to consider showing by state individual pages, because now, you know, and it's not a bad idea to have. Eventually, we'll have a state head, a state organizer, and then each county will have their own organizers, and each county guy will need access to that state's full list of registered jurors.
Okay, well, if you need someone to bring all the counties together and list them out for every state, I could do that pretty quick. I mean, it might take me, you know, 4 to 6 hours to do, but I can do it and get them organized in folders if you want. Is that how it has to be done, or what?
No, not at all. That information's easily available.
Right, so there's no reason.
You don't need to prepare it in any way.
Yeah, but I'm thinking that you have to kind of cut and paste it and put it into each one, no? Or how does it work that?
Right, it's not a simple task.
Well, so I mean, I can perform that if you want. You know, if you show me, I'm sure it's just something that has to be done over and over and over again for each state.
Yeah, like I said, we've talked about it before. It's not just that. It's the implementation for that particular list of counties for that state. So when you choose to drop down state, you get the correct counties.
Okay. All right, so do you want to start breaking it up into states where people come out, click on their state? You're thinking that's the best way to start it?
You're talking about the state leaders page? Whenever we have enough right now, whenever we have enough, whenever we reach 200, 300, maybe not quite that much, maybe a couple hundred, it'll be better to bring them out in the states that way. Right now,
you hear that, people? Let's get Lee busy, okay? We need 100, 200 people. All right, yeah, I hear what you're saying, okay.
Yeah, there's 73 right now, so we're actually further along than I anticipated, so 200 shouldn't be very difficult then over the next week, and then we can say, yeah, okay, New York's already getting pretty big. I've already set up a few just for New York in preparation.
Okay, great. Yeah, well, we've been working on New York for a while, so we should really be in head of most of these the other states, but they'll be catching up. All they have to do is get the word out. So
it is where Lady Liberty is residing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. All right, anybody else have anything? I think maybe it's time to shut the recording off. Anybody else have anything? I don't see any hands coming up. All right, let me shut the recording off because we've been going here for an hour and a half already, or almost an hour and 15 minutes. So we don't want to let them go too long, so let me stop the recording.